Moving on to some artists who never held political office, at least as far as we know. So let's set Sonny Bono aside now, and we'll come around to his singing partner soon.
This is the latest installment of our listener challenge, Vocal Impressions, when we hear your descriptions of famous voices. The man sifting through them is Brian McConaughey.
I'm back with your reflections on the voices of Janis Joplin. Katharine Hepburn.
I could peel you like a pear and...
Fred Astaire.
There may be trouble ahead.
And Joe Cocker.
I'm coming home.
There are some definite gems in this batch. Now, except for Fred Astaire, everyone had at least one reference to chainsaws. So we'll begin with Janis Joplin. Ann Min says Janis Joplin sounds like a chainsaw with a broken heart. Andrea Downing states Janis Joplin's voice is like touching an electric fence. Not enough voltage to kill you, but enough not to let you go.
Everywhere I go, they down on me. Yeah, 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 they down on me.
Mike Freese says Janis Joplin's voice is like wearing gasoline cologne to a candlelight vigil. Chris Calvo adds, her voice is the growl of a stray dog that just got its first taste of a T-bone steak.
Down on me! Yeah!
Jill Sterling confesses that Janis Joplin is the voice of her bladder as she searches the interstate for a rest stop.
You know, all my life I've stayed at parties too long because I didn't know when to go.
Then we had Katharine Hepburn.
My name's Eva Lovelace, my stage name. You've probably never heard of me because I'm just starting.
David Charamel says Katharine Hepburn sounds like a schoolmarm teaching you the difference between who and whom. David Zwicky says she's the sound of the hinges opening on a shed door that's been nailed shut for 20 years. And Janet Hanawalt says Katharine Hepburn is the blue jay at the feeder scolding the sparrows for hogging all the birdseed.
Let's face the music and dance.
And next, Fred Astaire.
Before the fiddlers have fled.
Jeffrey Urbick says Fred Astaire sounds like crisp silk. Listening to him sing is like dancing in your head, offers Chris Mary. His voice is the man in the moon, says Samantha Carpenter. Fred Astaire's voice is the boyfriend you longed for before you found out about sex, says Laura Leistermesh.
Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then...
Jeff Hawk says Fred Astaire sounds like a marshmallow melting in a steaming cup of cocoa. And our last voice in this group, the indestructible Joe Cocker.
I don't care how much I've got to spend. I won't find my way. Way back home again.
Karen Tomaszewski says he sounds like the last hours of a very good party. Catherine Froudenrich says Joe Cocker sounds like he just rolled out of a dumpster on a Sunday morning. Picks the wilted lettuce from his head, shakes himself off, and gets on with his day.
Anyway, yeah.
Ed Short describes Joe Cocker as a favorite wool sweater that makes you look and feel a lot cooler than you are. Mark Lipinetti declares Joe Cocker is the taste of the bong water you drank by mistake.
I'm coming home, yeah. Well, my baby, she wrote Maryland.
It's wet gravel being poured into a whiskey bottle, says Michael Joseph. And Mike Kraft says, Joe Cocker is the sound of someone trying to sing while being tasered. And so on to our next group of distinctive voices who include...
I said, Georgia.
Ray Charles.
Georgia. A song of you. Comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines.
Come back, Ethel.
Lucille Ball.
Oh, that isn't a side of beef. That must be a side of elephant.
You're not only talking about my lover, you're talking about my son.
The actor Harvey Fierstein.
Ah, he's better off dead, right?
And Cher.
Does he love me? I wanna know. How can I tell if he loves me so?
Have fun, and I'll be back with your responses.
That's Brian McConaughey. To take part, go to npr.org, search for Vocal Impressions.
Oh, no, it's just a storm.
Oh, no, that's just
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.